This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome everyone, you're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And today we're talking about the lifestyle of a very prominent personality. We're talking about the lifestyle of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, who was the grandson of the Prophet. We're talking about someone who was a reformer. He stood against evil, he stood against oppression from the tyrannic rulers of his time. Now, who was Imam Hussein? How was his lifestyle? Is what we really want to look up to. And why are we doing so? We are doing so that we could study from his lifestyle. We are doing so that we could know how we are supposed to live as the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as the followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The terrible events in Islam that were contemporary to the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they really had a deep impact on the changing of manners, you know, of intellectual and social life. And also, they had an important imprint in the political life throughout history. Now, the most prominent consequences of those events were confrontations against the ruling despot, rivalry with the tyrant ruler, and struggle for obtaining the produce of the lands. Now, it was natural that political conflict occurred with the most difficult condition and in the most terrible way. And you know, the battles began to take place with all intensity and ferocity because the eyes of many companions and companions of companions had been enchanted with the sight of different types of luxuries and comfortable life without any hassles. Now, the opulent kingdom of Iran and the land of Byzantine that had fallen into their hands completely mesmerized them, and the victories that the Islamic armies had achieved at the time and whatever the Almighty Allah had given them and those slaves they obtained from the, you know, the conquered lands, the wealth they hadn't even dreamt about astonished them so much. Now their sole preoccupation was fighting battles and the struggle for life and death, and they had completely forsaken religion. This was the type of the lifestyle that the people of the time were living, of which Imam Hussein, as a good leader, as a reformer, came to make sure that he is going to change this. Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name? السلام على
عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى أرواح.
Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and we're talking about the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Now, at his time, Imam Hussein, as we're saying, there were so many bad things that were happening. There were so many, you know, oppressions that were taking place. The tyrant rulers of the time had made sure that they do so much destroy on the society of the time. But again, Imam Hussein alayhi salam brought into existence a revolution with a strong foundation and a social transformation in the political and the intellectual and economic fields, from which was expected, you know, to have an equitable distribution, and it was supposed to remove of the disparities that the government of Uthman and the families of Bani Umayyah and Abi Mu'ayth had created. So it also confiscated the monetary sources that had been usurped unlawfully and dismissed the governors and other government officials who were there at the time. This was the work of Imam Hussein, to come and bring balance to the life of the time. At the time, there was no balance. The oppression was so high. The unlawful tyrants had done so much bad to the society. Imam Hussein made sure that he came to reform this, to bring it back to the normal, to bring it back to balance. all that we are doing is to understand this type of lifestyle that he lived, how he dealt with such situations, in order for us to learn from him, to learn on how to be good people, to be good followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And the reform that he did at the time, it's something that he did during that time of history that is having effects up to our very today Islam. And thank God we are here as followers of Imam. And inshallah, may God make us be the rightful followers of Imam and have an impact from what he taught his people of the time and become good people day by day. Thank you so much for listening to this. Inshallah, until next episode, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled.